Hey, people.
Welcome, bitches.
All right. This is the
fourth episode of Boss Talk. Didn't I tell you?
And we actually got a special guest in today.
We do. We'll let you know who that is later, though.
Yeah.
Because it is a WWE superstar. We are going to kick off the show today with starting off with Raw.
Some good old Raw. How it started, the Authority kicks it off. Shocker. Apparently it was the season premiere. And why do they always have to explain what's going on before the show starts? You know, like they say, this is going to happen. And then this. And then this. That's what Triple
H. Yeah, he did. But I'm not going to lie, every time Triple H and the Authority comes out in the beginning, it always ends up being a good Raw.
It ends up being a good Raw.
Because they do come out and then someone ends up interrupting and whatnot, and it ends up being a pretty badass fucking Raw.
I mean, no one interrupted this time, but I'm just saying, like, it's like they're focusing on, like, you guys need to stay, watch this, because you're going to miss this. Like, they have to tell us before so we don't change the channel.
Well, because they want to make it exciting for the ratings.
Yeah, but it's like before,
so
like,
change their fucking channel.
Attitude Era. You did not have to do that.
You didn't. Because people knew what was coming. But nowadays, you don't know what's coming.
Total opposite.
The fact that they say it's PG, I'm not going to lie, a lot of shit that goes down is, like, not PG. And I wonder if they get, like, fined for that shit.
Like, what? What's not PG that was going on in the PG era?
I'm just saying, bitch, and I don't know if you heard, but like
I'm
last
pretty
week,
sure if you look up PG, like what you can say, I'm pretty sure you can throw in one bitch.
It's one, I believe it's like, no.
Yeah.
PG-13, you're allowed to say one cuss word.
No, that's way off. PG-13, you could say fuck once. You can actually say one fuck.
Okay, anyways. Okay. But the funny thing is, last week on SmackDown that you didn't watch, Summer Rae freaking called, I think it was before Lana got injured. She called her a bitch, and she, like, yelled it super loud.
Nice.
It was pretty nice. She's like, you bitch! But
ooh,
it was...
I'm telling you, I think they get one bitch a show.
Probably.
Did they say bitch this on Raw?
They gave it a summary.
Did they say bitch on Raw this Raw?
I didn't pay attention to it, but I don't really look for the cuss words on it. But starting off, the season premiere, don't really get it, don't understand it, but... It's kind of pointless to do because it's saying like Raw has seasons and shit.
What made me excited is when they informed us that Sting will be competing in his first Raw, and against who? Fucking Big Show.
Big Show.
Yeah,
I think it was pretty tight though. Like, because you think about it, it's like, oh, it's a Big Show, whatever. He fights everyone and shit like that. But he was with Sting when Sting won the WCW championship.
Well, yeah, okay, you know I mean? it's like
he was on Sting's side.
When we have no one else, throw in the Big Show.
I don't know, I liked it. I was excited. But I'm not gonna lie, I watched the match. We'll get to it later. I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
That match is later on.
Dude, when the New Day came out and then Triple H was dancing with the New Day.
You know what got me really excited though was when Triple H was like, are you ready?
Dude. Yes.
That was the sickest shit I got so excited, dude. I was smiling at the TV.
Dude, this is the first time I ever laughed at a Raw. Like, legit laughs when Triple H was dancing with the New Day.
That was hilarious. Stephanie started doing it, and Triple H was, like, looking at him like, are you shitting me? But then he goes in there, and he starts doing some earthquake dance or some shit.
You know what I like about the New Day? And I will explain this when we talk about their match, which is what we're going to be talking about next. But I feel like the New Day is so over right now because they're the only ones actually having fun.
Yeah, I agree with
people
you.
People see that, and they vibe off that. Like,
no, it's tight, dude. Like, I didn't like them. Like in the first podcast, I believe we talked about them, and I didn't like them at all. And they've grown on me so much, dude, and I think they're fucking sick as hell now. I love watching them. They're exciting as hell when they wrestle, too. Like,
yeah.
They're pretty good. And Xavier Woods is obnoxious, annoying, but it's, like, funny in a way.
Dude, whatever. So it's pretty, I feel like he makes the team.
Yeah.
If he wasn't there, it would just be, what, Big E looking funny dancing, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Titus pulled out the Nene in the match. Did you see that?
He did. I did see that. He did pull out the Nene. It was random, but... It was cool. And then Titus O'Neil too. Like, I think the like PTP, I think they're an exciting ass tag team. Like,
the difference between them is they have fun outside the ring, but when they're in the ring, you could just tell it's choreographed, do this, do that.
Yeah, I guess so. But I've noticed, like, there's tag teams who were high flyers who were amazing, mm-hmm. and then there's those tag teams that are just brawlers. And, like, right now they really don't have any high-flying tag teams except the Lucha Dragons. And
I mean, the Los Matadores kind of count, right?
I don't really consider them. They do generic diving moves. But
I guess.
And they fucking suck. But but like the shit that they do now, like all the fucking, like, the brawl moves and everything, all the brawlers, you would call them, because they're not high flyers, they're actually really excited compared to just, like, bullshit them fight, like an Edge and Christian. Mm-hmm. Edge and Christian were dope, don't get me wrong, they were fun to watch and they were sick to watch and everything. But when Edge was by himself, like, his matches are just brawl matches. Like, they were like grapples and little moves here and there and shit, but that's about it. But let's go ahead and get on with the first match of Raw, which was...
It was New Day versus Primetime Players.
For the Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, it was for the titles, but everyone knew who was going to win, because the winners would face the Dudley Boys.
That makes sense.
Well, what would get the ratings? Primetime Players versus Dudley Boys, or New Day versus Dudley Boys?
Oh, yeah, New Day, but it was still a really good match.
Yeah.
I like the match. I like that Xavier Woods with that damn trombone.
He's just playing it. I'm telling you, it's making it.
It really is. He's starting it. I really think he's like, dude, he starts just like babbling right when the bell rings.
Yeah.
He'll fucking go off, dude. He'll just be yelling his bullshit over and over, and he does not fucking stop until the bell is rang again.
It's what makes it entertaining. That's what I'm telling you. Like, Primetime Players, they'll have fun outside the ring. They'll dance. They'll do whatever. But when they wrestle, they wrestle. Primetime, or New Day, when they wrestle, dude, they're still having fun. Big E's still dancing in the middle of the ring.
You know what, like, I like? I like the fact that they kind of restarted the whole mud hole stomping mm-hmm. during the tag team. Like, you keep tagging each other in.
Yeah.
Like, they used to do that back in the day, and then they stopped doing it, and they started it again, but they do it really well. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I like him.
But yeah, dude, he does not stop babbling until the fucking thing is over. Like I said earlier, PTP's doing really well, and I think Darren Young is getting a lot more exciting in the ring.
Darren Young's moves are great.
Yeah, I like his finisher as well. It's pretty sick.
But I just think they're losing the fire. Like, I don't think anyone can really compete with New Day right now, and I think that's what made the Dudley Boys return so fucking great. It's because I think they're the only ones who can compete outside and inside the ring, still make it entertaining.
That I agree with you on that.
During the match, or let's go New Day sucks chance. So.
I wrote that down as well.
That's crazy.
It's cool,
they're
man.
They're coming over.
Yeah, they are. Like, they're really exciting. The only thing I didn't like is that they obviously won by distraction because of Xavier Woods, which is usually what happens in every time they wrestle.
Every title match on a Raw.
Yeah, that's true. Distraction.
What would you rate that match?
I'll give it like an 8.5.
See, yeah, I put an 8.
Yeah, it's a sick match. That's one thing we agreed on.
The only reason I didn't give it a 10, honestly, I mean, it was a great match. The only reason I didn't give it a 10 is because it was kind of obvious who was going to win. I want to be surprised. I feel like the only time we were ever surprised is on pay-per-views. So.
That's true.
Next match was Paige versus Sasha. I mean, it was a slow match, and then...
I really wanted to watch it just because last week the brawl that happened.
Did you not watch it?
What? No, I did watch it. Oh. But I'm just saying, like, last week the brawl that happened made me really want to watch this match. I thought it was pretty tight.
I mean, there was a part in the match. I don't know if you noticed it, but Paige and Tamina botched the whole match.
Oh, saw that.
So you saw.
She was, like, waiting.
She was waiting, yes. Sasha was on the ground outside the ring. Paige was supposed to flip on her, and, like, Tamina was supposed to pull her away.
And she was, like, and like she was halfway through the ring ropes, like, just staring at Tamina, waiting for her to get there. Yeah.
That was a hard flip, though. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She landed on her back.
She landed really hard. What did you say she did?
She botched. Come on, get it out, boy. Get it out, boy. Get it?
Botched.
Come on, one more.
Botched.
God damn it, Vic.
Botched. Yeah, she botched the shit out of that. But it was, I thought it was still a pretty dope match, dude. They had a Let's Go Sasha chance, Let's Go Paige chance.
Yeah, I mean, and how was the win? How did she win?
A
fucking roll up.
What I wanted to talk about was that damn German suplex. Did you see that German suplex she did to Sasha? It was like a Brock Lesnar German suplex.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? That was pretty sick, man.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was really exciting. It was pretty bad. Pretty much what happened was Tamina kind of distracted Paige in a way, and then Sasha Banks ended up landing the bank statement and made Paige tap out.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So I think she's like undefeated against Paige right now. So she's beaten Paige plenty of times. But that match was pretty sick. What would you give that rating?
Overall, I would give it a 5 just because it was slow in the beginning and then that botch. And then the ending seemed like it was kind of rushed. So, I mean, I give it a 5.
Well, I gave it a good... I gave it a 7. Oh. I thought...
Look at you, high rater over
what,
here,
what
huh?
I'm thinking...
Mr. High roller.
High roller. But the reason why is because you never really have, like, a Devo rivalry. And
but is this considered a rivalry? Or is this just part of the fucking revolution?
I don't think it's part of the revolution. I think it's so tight because the way I'm looking at it is they were both NXT champions. Mm-hmm. And they both are in the WWE. And Paige was known as the NXT champion who came in and conquered the Divas division pretty much. 3D! But the Divas division and...
All right, go on.
But she ended up conquering that like Divas division for a while against AJ Lee during the time and shit. And now Sasha's here, and Sasha's like she's a good wrestler.
See, the thing I don't like, okay, like this Divas Revolution, whatever, like it could have been so much better than how they're making it. Think about it. Like the AJ Lee and the Paige rivalry, that was a real rivalry. Like that was something entertaining. Like the frenemies or whatever, but it's like this one. It's just like let's throw them all in there, let's have them fight each other.
Like three tag, like there's three tag teams of three people in it each.
Yeah, and it's like three different teams.
I get it, but I think what's the point of it is that during the pay per view, which could happen, is that during that Charlotte match versus Nikki Bella or whatever, they're gonna somehow they're all gonna end up fighting over that title.
Yeah,
that's the point. So
what would be amazing, and I'm just gonna call this out before you finish your sentence, I apologize, is a battle royale for that title.
The over the top rope.
Over the top rope. But let's throw in Natalia in there, and fucking who else isn't wrestling right now?
Fucking Tamina's not even wrestling.
Tamina, yeah.
You throw in Natalia, Tamina, Brie Bella, freaking.
I'm saying I'm pretty sure people would be excited to see stuff like that where it's like everyone against everyone.
I'm excited. It sounds whack because everyone bashes on this chick. Because she couldn't fucking wrestle for shit.
I don't even want to hear this one. Eva Marie?
My baby. Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude.
Have you been watching her?
I haven't been watching her, but I've seen her highlights of her fucking everything up.
Yeah, because she didn't know how to fucking wrestle and they threw her in the ring that early. Whose fault is that? Is that her fault?
No. What, recently? She's been training. She should not be
fucking
it up.
Okay, yeah, she's training though, but I think she's going to come back as a fucking badass, dude. I think she's going to do amazing. I hope she does.
Okay. Well, I mean, next up was the Miz TV with Wyatt's.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool. Did you hear Miz fucked up?
Yeah, when he was talking? Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell boy, huh?
What did he do?
Botch. Big guy. Botch. Uh-oh.
That's a little spoiler, just to let you guys know.
But, Miz, first off. The Wyatts are standing there looking at Miz. Miz lets them know, I'm not going to be the partner.
Don't sit down. You are not safe here.
Fucking no. I mean, like, okay. No one ever thought you were going to be the partner. Because first off, aren't you supposed to be a heel? Like, no one likes you.
He doesn't even... He's not a wrestler.
He's not...
I see him as a promoter. Really,
I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose would never want you as a fucking...
This sounds so stupid. But I have two things that could happen at Night of Champions, because they said they have their partner.
Yeah.
So either it could be Daniel Bryan and he comes back and he helps him out or whatever, or...
But don't you think we would have found that out, like, with all the rumors and shit?
No, because
there's no way they can hide this from us.
Or it's going to be The Rock, because Jimmy Uso's cousin, he got beat by them.
That would be pretty good.
So if The Rock came and The Rock...
Isn't The Rock busy with the Ballers right now? Because aren't they filming... I think they're filming season 2.
Yeah, but still. He's the busiest man in the world, man. But I'm just saying, like, he can definitely make it out for one show. And if he did come back, he is a big-ass dude that I'm sure can take down Braun Strowman, or the fuck his name is. But
Strowman.
Yeah, but it'll be tight if it was him.
The thing is, the Wyatts need to win that match.
I don't want them to.
No, I don't want them to either.
No, I agree with you. I do agree
with you. They need to. Strowman needs to look unbeatable right now.
This is my theory, okay? This is my theory that what's going to happen is that if, let's say it ends up being fucking The Rock or whoever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we said this about the last pay-per-view, but this is the pay-per-view that Roman Reigns is going to turn heel. Because he's going
to... No, it can't happen right now.
Okay, but I'm telling you, the way it's going to start a feud is by either...
What's the next pay-per-view after Night of Champions?
you got... yeah, so if he did... If he did freaking... Like, let's say the Wyatts win or whatever, I think that's when Roman could turn, because of the fact that it was Dean Ambrose's idea to get Jimmy Uso.
I'm sorry, it is Hell in a Cell coming up next.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's probably why Miz fucked up in the first place. Mm-hmm. But it is Dean Ambrose's idea to get Jimmy Uso, so I feel like he's going to take that to, like, heart, kind of, and he could be, and that could potentially turn him into a heel, because he's, like, trying to get his family, and he's like, oh, come on, let's do it, and then his family ends up getting hurt. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not really... I don't think this would be a perfect heel turn for Roman. But you're telling not in this situation.
But it'll end the whole... That's how they're going to end the whole Wyatt thing, though. Because you're not going to end it, like, just by them losing a match and then it's over with. There's going to have to be...
I don't feel like it's going to end for a while. I think it's going to keep going on until Survivor Series.
Really?
Listen to this. Because Survivor Series, it's six man, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be the Wyatts and then whoever the Shield has, or Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. I feel like that would be the Survivor Series match.
I feel like
that's when he'll turn heel, is at Survivor Series.
I could see it, it could happen. But I feel like he's going to do it now, because this has been going on, dude. It's been Bray and... Okay, first when there was the Shield, it was the Shield versus the Wyatts, right?
Yeah, but then they took
and then,
the
okay,
long...
Okay, then after that whole thing, they took a small break, and it ended up being Bray against Roman.
Yeah.
And then against Luke Harper, and then all that shit happened.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and then now all of a sudden, he has Dean on his side, so it's two-thirds of the Shield versus the Wyatt family, and it's just been going on for way too fucking long. So, I think...
Unless Seth Rollins comes back.
Why would he come back?
Listen, not at this pay-per-view... But he's going to lose both titles. The Authority are going to turn their back on him. He's not going to have a family.
The only way this is possible is that if he comes back into the Shield, and then Roman Reigns turns the same time that they get all back together. Because they're not going to bring the Shield back. I already have a feeling. Because everyone needs to be independent now. So if they have it to where... He joins the Shield, and they're like, yeah, okay, it's the old school.
But then
that will
just confuse the shit out of
people.
No,
it's not, because it's
because this guy just turned face, and then this guy just turned heel.
He just turned heel, but he's part of the Authority.
Who? Roman Reigns?
Yes.
I don't know, man. A lot can happen.
There's a lot of alleged ideas.
All I know is, dude, I was seeing Strowman standing next to Roman Reigns, and the dude is huge.
Yeah, he makes Roman look small as hell.
So small.
Yeah, he makes Roman look like
Roman Reigns said, whoop y'all's ass. We can whip y'all ass. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be tight.
The next match was Sheamus versus Cena. I don't know if you saw this, but when Sheamus was coming to the ring, a fan touches him, and then he like yells at the fan.
No,
like straight up yelled at the fan.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like it didn't look like a character yell. It looked like a, don't fucking touch me.
Kiss my ass, asshole.
Yeah, there you go.
One of those?
Yeah. I didn't like that match though.
Really? I thought it started off slow, but then, like, I put down, like, it did start off slow. I loved how Cena used Sheamus' signature move. He did the punches on the ropes, which was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And then I feel when...
And I think that hurt him, too, because remember when he was, like, going to do the bro kick? He was standing in the corner pounding his chest, and then he couldn't pound his chest anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was just great at acting, but it made me feel for him.
Well, you fell for it if he's acting. But, the thing that was pretty funny that I saw, and I wouldn't consider it a botch move because they played it off pretty well, was when Sheamus was on Cena's shoulders and he tried to bring him down to do an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get him on correctly, so then he ends up doing a facebuster. Did you see that?
I feel like that was planned, though.
I don't think the facebuster was planned.
I think it was
supposed to turn into, he was supposed to flip him in the air.
Are you sure?
Because he tried to do that. He tried to catch him in.
I thought he just wasn't in position correctly. I thought, I don't know, but the facebuster was good looking.
Yeah, it was a good facebuster. But if he tried to do it, it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I didn't like the match is because, I don't know, Cena, like, in some of his matches, he'll just look like straight face, choreographed wrestling Cena. And I feel like the reason he was doing that for this match, because he later came on for the main event, focused more on that one.
Oh, that could make more sense,
too. But, I mean, Sheamus is looking better for me.
Yeah, see, the thing is, man, is, like, when you actually pay attention to the card, dude, and you're thinking, like, dude, Sheamus versus John Cena, like...
That was a main event 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a main event 2 years ago, and it could be a huge pay-per-view match and shit like that. And then it's on Raw, so when you think about the match, you're just like, oh, but then you realize, like, who the fuck is in the match, and I think it's sick, dude. Like, I thought it was a good match. Like, I think it started off slow because they did do, like, headlocks and shit back and forth. For like the first like 5 to 10 minutes, but then it definitely sped up, and then I think they won the crowd over during the match. They'd had the obviously let's go Cena sucks chance,
mm-hmm.
but it was pretty tight. I gave it a good 7.
I gave it a 7 also.
It's pretty fucking sick.
Then we have the Ryback and Owens promo.
Okay, so Ryback comes out doing some Elvis or Honky Tonk Man shit. And I was just thinking, like, dude, you're failing. And you see him, like, trying to sing. He's, like, knobbing his head and shit, like, God. And he's just horrible, dude. Like,
dude, I noticed his comebacks for everything or his insults, they're like SmackDown versus Raw video game insults. I'm coming down there to kick your butt. Like, no, dude.
Did he say butt?
No, he didn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, his comebacks are just really weak and, like, terribly written. Yeah, you can tell he doesn't come up with it on the spot.
Yeah, I guess it's more just red lines that he memorizes.
You can tell he stays on script, but like people like Owens and Cena, like they go off script.
Yeah, Owens has good mic skills.
Yeah,
I like that he came out and he had the secret book and shit, and he's like, "Oh, this is what you use. This makes you weak." And
yeah, and then he threw it right,
and then it didn't fall out.
Yeah, like, no, it was the cover that didn't fall out.
He's like, no, because I think he's like. He's like
he tried to kick the cover. Remember the cover came off the book.
You missed.
And then he threw it out in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like tried to kick it out like 3 times and he fucking failed. Good job, KO.
But I mean when Ryback was explaining himself the whole time, you know how he's like explaining like what the book did to him and who he is. Like honestly, all I was thinking about was like how amazing would a Kevin Owens versus CM Punk match be?
That'd be sick.
Oh, that match would have been perfect. That'd have been,
that's random to think about, but it's definitely.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking about it.
It's definitely that's definitely a match that would never happen anymore, but that would be a sick ass match to watch. What I didn't like is that Kevin Owens came out like talking his shit, and then Ryback just all of a sudden goes, "Well, I talked to the authority, and they scheduled the championship match for me and you.
Yeah,
not a champion." And it's just like, dude, really? Like you should have
sold that better.
He should. They should have had someone Ryback attack him and do like the shell shock on him, and then be like, "You want your match? You got your match."
Yeah,
you know what I mean, something like that.
Don't say you talk to the authority like you're a little bitch. You gotta go walk over to him. Can I get this match, please?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
I'm a little hungry, guys. Can you spare some food?
I mean, it's gonna be a good match. So they haven't wrestled, huh?
No, they never wrestled each other. I think it's gonna be tight because they're both pretty.
They're both big. Yeah.
Both exciting. I like
dude.
That he said, "I'm not just a big guy, I'm the big guy."
Oh, you know what I mean? God.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
We had Lucha Dragons and Neville versus Stardust and the Ascension.
The Cosmic Ascension,
dude,
that's what I call them.
I was so mad.
I don't understand.
No, it's stupid, but I was really looking forward to watching this.
Why?
Not even... Think of the Lucha Dragons and Neville working together. How exciting.
That's true. I was thinking about that, too, and I was just like, oh, man, I'm not going to lie. I was just going to go and, like, leave during that match when I saw them come out, but then I saw Lucha Dragons and shit out there, and I was like, oh, fuck, this could be a good match. I just don't understand. Like, they all came out, and then it wasn't a match.
Yeah, it didn't. It never started, and
like, nothing happened.
Well, it's obviously, they're going to have the match at Night of Champions. I'm sure it will be
it's
the pre-show. Yeah.
They already said it.
It just sucks. I was really excited to see that, and then WWE happened.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did, bruh. Uh-oh, and then after that, we had the
Charlotte
Divas Championship match.
Which Instagram pretty much ruined for me. Because I really? Saw fucking...
That's what sucks living on the West, people. That's what sucks that's living true. On the West.
That's true.
I watched the match. It was a terrible ending. Nikki stayed champion as disqualification.
I like that Charlotte, like, carried Nikki. Like, she did, like, the powerbomb while she was getting submitted as a reversal move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? She was getting submission done, and she lifted up fucking Nikki Bella, like, in the air and powerbombed her, like, to stop the submission move. I thought it was pretty sick.
Yeah. It was cool. Her reaction was great. The crying.
Oh, yeah. She did a really good job. What was kind of cool is that Nikki was, like, focusing, like, on... She was just focusing on, like, one part of her body, which was, like, her shoulder when she did that move on,
yeah.
like, the...
Yeah.
The side of the ring or whatever, which was pretty sick, because that move actually looked like it fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. That one did, yeah. On the side of the apron?
Yeah, on the
apron. Yeah, dude, that looked good.
That looked like it fucking hurt. I don't like weapon.
Okay. Awkward as fuck. What? Go on.
I don't like that they do twin magic so much.
What I don't understand is they do it so many times, and she wins that way, like...
It's kind of like, okay, fucking let
and the
go.
One time, like... But I'm just saying, like, the one time, like, it's a big deal.
And like, every time they do it, it's like Nikki loses 50% of the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she does it. Because it's not.
You mean Brie?
When Brie comes Brie comes in, she loses like half the time. So I don't know why she does it or whatever. But it's kind of cool that Steph came out or whatever, and then she did say, like, if you lose a match in any type of way, you do lose your title too.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to watch that match.
Charlotte's going to win. And the rumor is John Cena. Pretty much behind the scenes says he wanted Nikki to beat the record.
Really?
Yeah. That's what a rumor is, that John Cena didn't allow, he doesn't like Nikki losing. So that's why she didn't lose it. But I feel like that's probably why they made her win in a dirty way.
Watching over his bitch.
Yeah. But Charlotte's definitely going to win at the pay-per-view. I'm calling it right now.
I'm if she does win, I'm saying that the whole Divas Revolution crap, all the teams broken up.
That's what will happen.
I'm calling
Paige. Everyone, I'm sure Paige will be the first one.
She will probably, because she can be a good heel.
Yeah.
She can be a really good fucking, she's a hot ass heel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm pretty excited to watch that match just because I want to see what happens at the end. But I give that match a good 6.
Yeah, I give the match an 8. Uh-huh. I just didn't like the ending.
Yeah.
Of course. WWE happened.
And then she pulled out the tissue paper from the tits.
From the titty tissue paper.
The titty tit tissue paper. The tit tissues. Then we had Cesaro versus Rusev, which...
No.
No what?
Cesaro shaved the beard, huh?
He looks really weird.
He does.
He looks like he's fucking...
Looks like Stone Cold. Took some steroids.
Jeez. Nah, he looks fucking weird or whatever, but...
Grow the beard back, douche. It's a roll-up pin win.
It was a roll-up pin, but I don't understand. So, like, Ziggler came out and gave what's-her-name a gift.
The gift. But
why
does it seem like it's kind of like a heel move?
It is, from Ziggler.
And especially after the match, he fucking kicked him right in the face?
Huh, yeah. He kicked Rusev right in the face. It does look like a heel move, but, like what I'm saying is, like, I don't get...
They're going to build it up. It's questionable.
It is, because I don't get the point of him... He actually gave her something. I thought it was going to be something stupid, you know what I mean? Like, in there. But he ended up giving her something, like, really nice, supposedly, because I think it was, like, jewelry.
Did you see she kept it?
Yeah, she, like, hid it behind her back. Behind her back,
because I guess Rusev's an idiot and doesn't notice.
Yeah, he can't see shit, apparently.
But it made me feel kind of bad for Rusev.
Because he's getting fucked over twice? Yeah,
This dude just lost his match. He saw you give her a gift, and then he kicks you in the face? Like, come on, man.
Bad fucking day.
Terrible. And then it was the main event after that. It was Sting versus Big Show. It didn't start off good at all.
Nah, it started off like it punches.
Kicks. A lot of kicks from Sting.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking about now, dude. And I've noticed, like, how are they going to sell that match, that Seth Rollins versus Sting match?
I wrote it down on my notes right here.
Because
I have a long thing I want to talk to you about.
Good. Because I was watching him fight. And obviously, we haven't seen him fight in a long time since, like, what, SummerSlam when he fought Triple H?
Yeah.
Which was an okay match, but what hyped it up really was because the NWO came out and then DX
That even hyped it up. I think the match was great until that point.
Really?
Because it just got kind of weird.
It was a good match, but I feel like Sting's just more, like, He's not doing anything. Like, in the ring.
Well, I mean, like, for Raw?
Like, within the first 5 minutes, he hit the Stinger Splash.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. Like, you gotta build that shit up, dude.
Okay, I mean, it ends in a disqualification, but then, of course, John Cena comes out, Seth Rollins, blah, blah, blah. It turned into a tag team match. So when that happened, when Seth Rollins came out and attacked him, I was like, well, what the fuck? They just ended it like a piece of shit. Yeah. It's like, that's what I was waiting for.
The point was for them to, I'm guessing, injure Sting. But what I've noticed is Triple H has been ignoring what Seth Rollins said.
Yeah.
That how Seth Rollins thinks he's better than Triple H. He's just as good as Triple H, and later on he'll be better.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's doing that because there is a turn coming, and he's going to get him.
And that's going to be a Survivor Series.
That's going to be Night of Champions.
I'm saying the match, it's going to be Triple H versus Seth Rollins Survivor Series.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Because that's the next big pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I mean, what I don't like is Cena can't really sell in a tag team match. Like, he'll be getting his ass kicked all match, tagging his partner, like, and then, like, within a minute, he's fucking Super Cena.
He's, like, fucking ready.
Like, fucking crazy. Like, he'll be in the match. And that's what I don't like about this match. We wanted to see Sting in his first Raw match.
And he wrestled for, like, five minutes.
Yeah, for 5 minutes. And then it's all Cena again. Mm-hmm. That's all we need is more Cena. I mean, and then it's just Cena pretty much getting his ass kicked by Big Show, who can barely do shit. And then Seth Rollins. And then what I don't understand, in the match, like, Cena can't pick up Big Show. Like, he keeps failing and shit. He tags Sting in. Sting comes in for a bit. Fucking out of nowhere, Cena has all this energy. Picks up Big Show like it was nothing now.
I think he sells it pretty well, though, that he's, like, very fatigued. And he's, like, fucking tired.
He could sell that he's fatigued, but then, like, where did it, like, within a minute, you're re-energized?
Yeah, that's true. A thing that I said this last time, too, man, but Sting is just not intimidating, dude. He comes out, dude. He looks like an. He looks like an old dude, or whatever, which is fine. But, like, dude, he should do the whole trench coat with the black bat.
They had it when he came back.
I know, but
now he's dropped it. Now he's wrestling in his fucking Sting shirt.
Spanx in a scorpion.
He won't take his shirt off because
he had a big lobster on his shirt with fucking Spanx on, dude. And he just walks out with his gut, dude.
Now it's
kind of
making me regret an Undertaker Sting match. It's just kind of be disappointing.
It's gonna be an old man fucking fight, dude.
Kind of sad to watch.
I from this point on, until I see some actual good shit coming from Sting, I don't like him.
I mean, this is what I wrote, honestly, right here. Kind of disappointed looking at the match. Sting and Rollins look a little sloppy together. And then hopefully Sting has enough in him for a decent match with Rollins. Because think about it. The match has to be, 20 minutes long at least?
More than that.
Yeah, so he has to stay up with it. Seth Rollins is full of energy. He can obviously go with it. So Seth Rollins has to make Sting look fucking great. Especially if Sting's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Seth Rollins has to make him look great.
That's the good thing about Rollins, because he can sell moves.
But the thing is, he's facing Cena that night, so you don't know, like, how fucking tired he's going to be.
He has a lot of shit on his plate. That's true. That's very true.
And then another thing, that's another thing I want to say. I saw a rumor that the Cena match is supposed to be after the Sting match, but I don't know why.
Really?
That's a rumor. It wasn't like...
That doesn't make any sense, though. Because, like, if you would... No, that's stupid.
Unless there's going to be, like, an interference or a comeback or something.
But it's like, why would you even put that match... You never put...
Yeah, I know. I obviously know that, so...
That's stupid. But yeah, so far, dude, like, that night, that Night of Champions, I'm going for Rollins. I'm hoping he fucking kills it, because I'm not digging the whole Sting thing, dude. Especially seeing him as champ. If I see him as... It would be cool to see him as champion for one night, and then have fucking... What's his name? Cash it in.
Sheamus?
Yeah. Like, what would be cool is, like, if he wins it for one night, and then...
But the thing is...
Then Rollins gets his rematch clause next day on Raw, and then... He ends up losing or whatever, and then Sheamus comes out and cashes it in on Raw, which would be a big deal.
The thing is like, I don't want to see Sheamus cash it in on Sting.
You would want to see him cash it in on Rollins?
That would be more entertaining.
Well, yeah. Well, then that'll most likely happen. Either way, he's probably going to... I don't know if he's going to cash it in now or if he's going to cash it in later.
Dude, he's got so long to cash it in.
He does.
I feel like normally he has to do a cash in on Raw.
You think
there has not been a cash in on Raw in so long, has there?
I don't think there's ever.
Who was the last cash in before? before Seth Rollins, who was the last Money in the Bank? You remember?
The last Money in the Bank winner?
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler.
Are you sure? I'm going to check real quick, people. Memories on a fuzzy fuzz.
Randy Orton.
Correct. And Randy Orton cashed it in on Night of Champions.
Yeah. Hey, so, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that big shit, bro.
I don't know, man. Okay.
That'd be sick.
So overall, what'd you think of Raw?
I think it was a good Raw. I can't bitch about it. Like, they didn't really explain the season premiere situation that much, and they didn't really hype it up as much as it should have been, I guess, as they were in the beginning. I think it confused a good amount of people, but I think it was sick, man. I can't complain about it. It was pretty tight, and everything. There wasn't as much drama as there is normally on Raw, but the matches were very entertaining. I would say that. Yeah. I would say the matches were close to pay-per-view matches, like when it comes to actually watching them and seeing that shit happen. But it was sick, because pay-per-view matches are always entertaining. I don't know why, but I think they do more in pay-per-view matches. But yeah, so that is the finale of Raw. I do got some rumors. Okay, so these rumors. I was reading a blog, or I should say vlog, of Jim Ross's end. I was reading up on it, and it was talking about a potential Hardy Boy return. Seeing Hardy Boy version 1 Matt Hardy, baby.
Do you think it will be the same?
Yeah. I think
Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, or just Jeff Hardy?
Both. Matt Hardy was never necessarily a high flyer.
Yeah, Matt Hardy,
his move was a leg drop from the top.
He did some good moves. He was just really more in shape, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, he put me in a headlock when I went to go watch him, and I took a picture of him. Put me in a headlock.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he's bigger now. He's not like he was thinner and leaner. He's like bigger now.
That's good though, because Jeff can be the high flyer and he can be like the brawler.
Do you think Jeff's going to do any high flying moves like he used to though?
Yes.
He's fucking 40 something years old.
No, he's not. He's in his 30s.
Okay, still. I'm fucking 22 and I can't do a fucking cartwheel.
I'm just saying though, like he's still been doing shit, dude. Especially he's been wrestling at TNA and everything like that, dude. He still fucking gets it. He still goes off. I think, dude, that return would be fucking sick. Don't you think? Like, and you'd be able to see.
I think it's sick because we're Attitude Era.
Think about this. You got the New Day versus the Dudley Boys versus the Hardy Boys.
You know what's crazy? It's TLC's coming up.
There you go. And then, you obviously can't have Edge and Christian there because Edge can't wrestle.
Yeah. Anymore. Christian can't either.
Oh, well, yeah, because he has, like, his concussions, right?
Yeah.
But having the New Day fulfill that spot, I think it'll make it. I think they could live up to the potential of the tables, ladders, and chairs.
That would be pulling a TNA, dude.
How?
Because that's what TNA pretty much was bringing all these guys from the Attitude Era who are big fucking names.
It doesn't matter.
And
though.
It's like like that's what we're turning into. We're relying on Sting. We're relying on Dudley Boys. I don't want to rely on Hardy Boys.
I don't see it.
It's living in the past.
That's the thing.
We're relying on Undertaker's TNA streak.
TNA was doing it because that's all they could do is bring in old wrestlers and try to make people get that feeling. I think this is more of something that's happening now, and it's not going to be like that later on. I don't think the Hardy Boys are going to be there for another 4 or 5 years like TNA would want them to be.
But what do they
have
to prove if they come back?
If they come back, it's not that it's what they have to prove. It's just that they're bettering the tag team division because it's such shit without the New Day. Think about the Dudley Boys didn't return and the New Day weren't there.
Well, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I miss in the Attitude Era was what they should start doing, and I don't know why they don't. It's like big names going for the tag team titles.
Yeah, like
you had fucking Undertaker and Kane as the champions. Yeah. You had Stone Cold and was it Triple H?
Dude, they even had like RVD and Jeff Hardy together.
Yeah,
at one point.
I mean, it's like you could make a fucking team, make an alliance. Just don't throw them randomly together, but make an alliance.
When they do that though, what do they do? Like when they try to do that, what who was it? The Big Show and Corporate Kane.
But they're throwing them together. Well, I mean, they're kind of together, yeah, but it's like, dude, okay, it's Big Show and Kane. Big Show can't run fucking at all.
You know what I think?
It's Corporate Kane. It's not even Kane. It's Corporate Kane.
You know what I think would be a pretty good tag team? If they put Cesaro. First of all, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, what happened to that?
Tyson Kidd's still injured. I can't wait for him to come back.
He's a good fucking wrestler.
Dude, they're when he comes back, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. They're going to go back. What I don't understand is Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
They're not doing shit. Yeah.
They could go for those
titles.
Because
there's a potential heel turn that's supposed to happen. That's why. And so could fucking the Wyatt family.
Yeah, dude.
They've never won a title. Oh, no. Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
Yeah, but Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt has won shit. But he's going for the... No, never mind. That's not him.
Bray Wyatt needs a title run, huh?
He does, dude. It would be cool to see him be...
Dude.
The champion.
Dude.
What?
What about him against Kevin Owens?
That would be cool, but I don't think they could link. Not in the ring. Great. Not in the ring, but mic skills back and forth, the way Kevin Owens would speak to him. And
Kevin Owens would be like, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid. On my terms.
This Abigail shit is nonsense.
You're speaking out of your ass. You can see Bray Wyatt is like, huh?
He turns into Husky Harris.
just mid in the middle of the ring. Just
you think you're better than me, son? I'm gonna
tag up with my brother over there.
I'm a damn tank with a Ferrari engine. Okay,
Bo Dallas comes out.
Yeah.
All you have to do is
suck my balls.
Oh, but big
Flair.
Ric Flair was out there.
That was tight. That's my boy.
I wish I took a picture because I would have posted it on the Botch Talk Instagram.
During the interview,
and he's like doing the woo to the camera or something.
Yeah,
and he did like a weird fucking face.
He's like woo, woo. And he tried to like him and Charlotte tried to combine.
Yeah,
and then it seemed like he had something stuck in his throat.
It'd probably my shack.
But that'll be sick, dude. I think it'll be getting back on topic. But I think the Hardy Boys. Returning versus the Dudley Boys versus the New Day would be... think about that in a TLC match. The titles
Dude,
are on top.
I'm thinking about it, but it's like... we're trying to live in the past.
It's not living in the past.
You could make a TLC match with what we have now, and it would be fucking great if they did what they did back then, though.
There's no...
they're not going to do what they did back then.
I don't think that there's enough wrestlers that are capable enough
to
climb ladders and do shit like that.
Dude, okay, listen to this. If we had the New Day, Lucha Dragons, and then when Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, when they get back together, that would be fucking great. But the thing is, none of them are going to do what they did back then, because that shit was dangerous.
Well, yeah. I think they need to partner up Adrian Neville with someone big. Someone good. Or whether he's a high flyer or not, like, it would be cool to see him partner up with someone. And it just sucks that he doesn't really have a fucking voice.
No voice.
Yeah, he's 4'10", or whatever. Fuck he is. He's a midget. But he's a really buff midget. But, they need to put him with someone, man, because I feel like he would be a pretty sick tag team champion partner shit. But, yeah, dude, I think if they bring the Hardy Boys back, it'll be cool. I would dig it because I would love to see them. Yeah, it brings up the past and shit like that, but that's what everyone – the reason why they're doing it is because everyone bitches how this era is not like the Attitude Era. The Attitude Era was better than the Attitude Era, and it was. I'm an Attitude Era person.
Well, it was, but yeah. It's like...
but since they're doing this and people start bitching about
the reason it was better is because it was edgier. You know that. The wrestling was not better. I'm watching Raw. I'm not hating. I love the Attitude Era. But the wrestling was not as good as the wrestling is now. It's just the stories were better.
Besides the matches, like hardcore.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying like the wrestling. The wrestling now is athletic. Like they do some crazy moves now than they did back then.
Well, because... but you back know what, then, you know what sells it?
What?
Is the sound of the ring. Back then, the sound of the ring.
Well, yeah, that too, but it's like, back then, the characters were better, the stories were better, it was more edgier, the hardcore,
yeah,
the blood.
That's true.
But it's now, it's like, they focus on the athleticism more than, and then the stories are just like, they're PG stories. So it's like, you can't really...
I agree with you on that.
How do you do Lana's voice? Can you do Lana's voice?
No!
Did you see?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Did you see his wiener? Did she see your wiener?
Did she see your wiener?
Did she see your? That sounds Indian.
Hey.
Okay.
But
you want to do some trivia?
Let's do a little bit of fuck trivia. We're gonna call this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who wants to be a?
Oh my God.
that. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What are we gonna do here? We'll do one
wrestling
questions.
We'll ask each other back and forth. They're gonna be multiple choice questions. We'll do three each.
Okay. We're going back and forth. You're just gonna do your three.
No, we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
So you wanna go first?
You can go first.
All right. You ready for this?
I'll start off easy. So go.
All right. Mine's kind of hard. It's multiple choice though, so hopefully you guessed it correctly.
Okay.
Who was the first man in WWE or WWF or whatever the hell you want to call it to win the Intercontinental title? Put your phone down.
Oh.
I don't want you fucking searing this shit.
Okay.
A. Pat Patterson. B. Chris Jericho. C. The Honky Tonk Man. Or D. Ric Flair.
The Intercontinental Championship.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one?
Pat Patterson.
I'm going to say Pat Patterson.
Damn.
It was?
Yeah. Congratulations, buddy.
There we go. Okay.
Good job.
So mine's not as cool as yours. God damn it. I should have done better questions. Well, this one's stupid. Okay. What is the age of my favorite wrestler?
Kane?
My man crush Monday. Yeah, Kane.
Fuck.
I have 37, 49, 45, or 48.
I'm going to go with 45.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
48.
Fuck
you, little shit.
Dude.
I'm in the lead.
She's rude.
If I was a wrestler,
that'd be your call?
My taunt. I'd get on the fucking I'd get JBL's hat. Yeah. Okay.
But you know why he does that, right? Because he was a fucking Gator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, ready? Second question. Who holds the most wins in the Royal Rumble? A. Shawn Michaels. B. The Rock. C. Stone Cold. D. John Cena.
I know it's not John Cena.
Well, that's one.
John Cena has two. I know that.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, or The Rock? I'm going to say Shawn Michaels.
Ooh, that is... I'm not even going to ask you if that's your final answer, because you are wrong, buddy.
Fuck you.
It's actually Stone Cold. He has four wins in the Royal Rumble.
How many does Shawn Michaels have, you know?
I think he had three.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, so.
I was just thinking, because isn't he Mr. WrestleMania?
Yeah, he is WrestleMania, but...
Yeah, okay.
He's not Mr.
Okay.
Royal Rumble.
Here we go. Did you watch the Stone Cold podcast with Edge and Christian?
I didn't.
Good. What was Edge's original character persona supposed to be?
Okay.
We have a demon worshiper, a homosexual, a poetic wrestler, or a suicidal wrestler.
Okay, I know it's not... The poetic one was Triple H back in the day. Way back in the day. And the gay one was supposed to be Brock Lesnar.
Correct.
So I know it can't be those two. I'm going to go with... What were the other two? Suicidal and what else?
Demon Worshipper.
I'm going to go with the Demon Worshipper.
Ooh, dude, you are not on a roll.
Really?
He was supposed to be poetic.
Really?
His character, his original character, they were saying it, he was supposed to recite poetry.
That's so gay.
That was what his character
but
was supposed
what,
to
like,
be.
But that's what, like, Triple H kind of did when he was, like, starting.
Well, he wasn't
up,
poetic.
He
was more, he's just an Englishman.
That's true. Like yeah, I guess so. Well, he has a way with words, though.
Yeah.
Fuck
okay.
It. All right, so you got one, and I got zero, so I got to get your next question right. And
yeah.
You got to get this shit wrong. All right.
But I won't.
Ready? Are you sure? Maybe you won't, because I'm sure you'll know this. My questions weren't that hard. All right, what year did the Attitude Era end? A, 2001, B, 2003, C, 2005, or D, 2002?
2002.
You fucking asshole.
You know why? That's when John Cena debuted. That was the beginning. Okay, this one's not that hard.
Fuck, man. Well, you
already
won.
Lost. Yeah.
All right.
We'll just
bitch.
Go with it. Fuck it. What was Big Show's original name when he came to the WWE? He was Paul White or blank Paul White. That was his original name. And it was his name for, they said, about like 4 or 5 weeks.
Blank?
It was either Big Dude, Big Nasty, Big Beast, or Big Guy.
Oh, shit.
Paul White. So big, I think it was like Big Dude Paul White, Big Nasty Paul White, Big Beast Paul White, Big Guy Paul
I'm gonna
White.
Go with Big Nasty.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
There you go,
yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Woo,
we got one on the board. We got one on the board.
Big Nasty, baby.
So do you want to bring in our special guest or just say fuck him?
Should we say
I just want to ask him some questions here.
Let me ask the questions.
You want to? Okay.
All right, fuck it. You can ask the questions.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Well, go ahead and.
Here he is. We got the big guy.
Feed me, baby. Oh,
you guys know who it is. It's Mr. The Ryback, as Lillian Garcia likes to call him. How you doing, Ryback?
Well.
Okay. So you have a match coming up this Sunday. Are you excited?
You know, I'm very excited.
Nice. Okay. Do you know how to speak in sentences?
Feed me, baby.
Okay. How long do you think you're going to be holding this Intercontinental Championship? And do you think it will
forever.
Okay. And do you think you'll be the greatest Intercontinental Champion?
Yup.
Even over Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels isn't as hungry as I am.
What does that mean? Feed me more. Explain that to me. I want to know where it originated from and what you mean by
that.
Give
me cock.
Oh, okay, Vic, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. So, honestly, Ryback, like, what does that mean? Feed me more, like.
It's very hard to explain. You know, I started at the bottom, and I worked my way up to the top. And I say, feed me more. Because I don't think I've reached my full potential.
So you're hungry?
Hungry for success.
Okay. Pretty sure that's what you explained last
Feed
time.
Feed me okay. More.
So do you think you'll ever be the WWE champion? Or do you think you're just going to stay mid-card?
I know I'll make it up there one day. But as of right now, I'm happy.
Okay.
I defend my championship with honor. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Owens, just let you know, I'm not just a big guy. I'm the big guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right back. From a 1 to 10, how good are you in the sack?
10, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, What was...
You want to see my sack?
Let me see this sack. Oh, look at that, Vic. Is that a big sack?
Pretty damn big sack, dude. Not that is a big sack.
Hey, congratulations on the sack, Ryback. We should call you Rice Sack.
You want me to feed you?
Okay, we should be calling you Rice Sack, huh? Okay. Oh, you want me to feed you? Okay. Ryback, what's wrong with you? Are you drunk?
I had a couple brewskis.
Who are you drinking with?
My good old pal, Stone Cold.
Nice, okay.
A shot of whiskey.
Oh, and here's Stone Cold, everybody.
Hey. Two beers.
Three beers. It is, okay.
A shot of vodka.
It's Raspy City over here, huh?
This is Stone Cold ET.
All right, guys, that's all we got for you. Good night.
Woo!